hello everybody, and welcome, and it's time for another Bill
Burt
podcast. How are you, Burt? You were so late on this.
You realize if this was 10 years ago and the network was like, I'd like you to, like, you say Bill, you say Burt, both of us would have pushed back.
Would have been really?
Like, I'm not going to fucking do that. Come on, man.
I was more looking at it like if it was the early 80s and we tried to do that rap thing where like Run DMC used to do.
Where
they would say, yeah, we would just, you know.
Then it would have been good.
It would have been bad. You were bad. There was too much of a gap there.
Yeah.
You need to tighten it up. Right, hey, what's up? Welcome to another edition of the Bill
Burt
Podcast. There you go.
There
we go.
That was
quick.
Much.
That was too quick.
Okay, right? Ready?
Just settle into
it. Try it again. See if this one works.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another fun episode of the Bill Pod. You know, it's so funny. I'm so gullible, I didn't even know you were going to do that. Now, you're probably asking, who is this great toxic white male that they made? We got to be progressive. That they have made a bust of that has crying children and shit on his armor, whatever the fuck is going on. This is Julius fucking Caesar.
What did Julius Caesar do?
He invented the salad. Thank you. That's the first rim shot joke of the fucking podcast. He went into the Mediterranean Sea. He got himself some little fish easy. Tried to start a fire with him.
Anchovies,
and somebody threw some
juice,
shit on it.
Garlic,
and all of a sudden.
Mayonnaise. And he was
that's
like,
right.
What do you think?
And they beheaded the person. And his head landed in a field of fucking lettuce. And it just so happened that, you know, when they said, get this guy the fuck out of here, he still had the Caesar dressing on his, not pronounced to himself, it was on the guy's head. And it fell off of some lettuce, and he was trying to be all fucking hardcore.
See, this
like,
is the best part.
I just cut his fucking head off, and I can still eat. And then he said, oh, goddamn, that's delicious.
This is the best, this is what
and they
the
kept
best
the recipe,
part of you
and
being
they
a dad.
They executed him for saying, goddamn.
You're going to love this part of being a dad, when you get to lie to your kids, just extravagant, fun lies.
I don't know. No.
Oh, it's the best.
It isn't.
It's the
breaks down trust.
Best. I have told my daughters such huge, especially when they were like just dumb enough to get it. Like I remember the first time they took a sip of a milkshake, and I go, "Let's do a milkshake race so you can drink the most milkshake fastest." And they're like, "Okay." And they all did it, and then they got cold headaches. And I go, "Ooh, I am in control of your brain." They're like, "Dad, make it stop." It was a fucking.
That's not a bad one. That's actually a fun one.
That's a fun one, yeah.
My dad, one time, we had a day off from school, you know, because it was like a PTA meeting. Did a train just go by? What the fuck is that? So he came home, right, and we were all fucking jumping around because it was Tuesday night. We had no school Wednesday. We'd jump around because I was like, what are you guys so excited about? They're like, oh, we don't have school tomorrow. They got a PTA meeting. He goes, oh, he goes, that's not what I heard. I go, what do you mean? No, the teacher said when we left that we have this day off from school. And he goes, no, I just heard on the radio they canceled that. You got to go to school tomorrow. We're like, no way. He goes, yeah, I just heard on the radio. We're like, oh, what a ripoff. So we went upstairs, did our homework. He didn't say shit. Set my alarm to do my paper route, which you could do before all these pedophiles were fed by social media and they came out of the. You just have dirty old men, right? That was all it was, right? He took a little ball grab, and that was all that was going on back then.
A little grab ass.
A little grab ass, you know? Stay away from that guy. He's a little filthy. So we set our alarms to do our paper routes, got up early, crack of dawn, didn't say a word, went out. We did our whole fucking paper routes, come back at like 7 in the morning, right, to sit down and eat breakfast. He sits down with us, doesn't say a fucking word. Let's just pack up for school. We walk out the door. Doesn't say a fucking word. Finally, we're down at the end of the driveway, waiting at the bus stop. He drives down in his car with this long driveway.
Great.
Rolled down the window, beeped the horn, waved at us, and drove to work. Didn't say shit. And we stood out there for like 90 minutes.
Oh.
Neighbors were driving by with their kids in the car, slowing down, looking at us like, how did they not? Do they have no friends? How do they not? Somebody finally pulled up. Was like, what are you guys doing? And we were like, we're waiting for the bus. And they go, you don't have school today. And we're like, well, our dads, we do. And we just started saying, oh, our dads, oh, it's fucking. It's the first time I ever called my dad an asshole. He was laughing so hard on the phone. He was at work. He was like, dying laughing. I'm like, Dad, you asshole. And then I got nervous that he was going to get mad, but he was laughing so hard. And my mother went along with it, too.
Oh.
That was called toughen them up, toughen you up, right?
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
That was a good one, though.
That's a fucking legit good one. That's a real.
But that is really a microcosm of my family tree, where we don't know where the line is between funny and then crossing the line into cruel.
Yeah.
Doesn't always happen, but it definitely. Yeah, there was a lot of drunk driving going over that fucking line. Whoa, hey, that's a school bus full of kids. Yeah, so, yep.
That's a good one.
And here I sit, running my yep. So this is what it's really about is Andrew Themelis, the brains behind this operation, said the Ides of March, they killed Caesar on March 15th. Everybody thinks March is about...
A stone.
That right there is what it's like to talk to a comedian. 24 fucking 7. I mean, just how easily you got distracted. I was really, he got, this is Julius Caesar, the Ides of March, and you just was looking, you couldn't look at it for more than half a second before you're like, what is this made out of? Can I make this? What if I wear this and then do a promo video for my special?
Ooh, my special, Hey Big Boy, is streaming right now on Netflix. When's
this
air?
That's a great name.
Thank you.
That's hard. Yeah, there's so many specials.
Yeah, my daughters call me Big Boy all the time. My bus driver calls me Big Boy. Everyone's always calling me Big Boy. My sister's calling
me... That's when you're almost too fat to be made fun of.
Yeah.
You are right at the precipice. Hey, Big Boy.
Yeah.
Hey, Big Girl. That's you're carrying it well.
I said last night, Hey, Big Boy. Woke me up. Hey, Big Boy. Moth flew in my mouth. I go, a moth didn't fly in your fucking mouth. She goes, a moth flew in my mouth. I need to get in bed with you. I go, baby, a moth did not fly in your... She goes, Dad, I swear to God, a moth flew in my mouth. And I went, just
well,
get back.
Fucking don't come in here. You're attracting moths.
I sleep with my mouth open too.
What do you think you got that from?
And then this morning she went to school and I was in the kitchen and sure enough, there's a freaking moth in the kitchen. And I went, holy shit, a moth really flew in her mouth last night. And I just wrote it off. I just go, just get in bed. If you want to sleep in my bed, sleep in my bed.
Wasn't it like a Silence of the Lambs thing? He put like the moth in the mouth?
He was a bug collector and a bug accidentally went down her throat because she died there.
Happened?
Yeah, I think so.
In that movie?
Yeah.
Was that the real documentary behind the scenes of Silence of the Lambs?
No, I think...
It's an amalgam.
He put her in a well.
Wasn't there just... There's one
he
guy...
He had a well there, in his
one,
house.
There was one fucking serial killer that they made all of these movies about. Because there was one guy that Ed Gein. Ed Gein was so fucked up. It's like, we can't put all of this in one movie.
Yeah.
Because we can't get, with the ratings, people will, I don't know. I don't know what. So they divided it all up.
Ed Gein made skin suits out of the people he killed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was no internet. There was no phones back then. I mean, there was.
Think of how.
No, there was phones. Well, the thing about it was, what was fascinating was the guy was in like a town of like 75 people and he was killing them.
Are you
now,
serious?
You can't tell me. I don't fucking know. I just remember he had somebody went
he was
over his house.
The butcher of Plainfield, or he was also known as the Plainfield Ghoul.
The Plainfield Ghoul.
That's the 1930s. What year was it? 45?
I think he did most of his
kids. And that's really underplayed to just say he's a ghoul. I have a theory about fucking, about people about 80 years ago.
Yeah.
In 1900, and why so many like fairy tales and everything involved death and. People getting eaten and all this crazy shit. It has to do with the farm animals.
Wait, how so?
Because they, you know, they went out. If you wanted like a goose for Christmas, your grandmother went out, grabbed it by the neck and went like that and broke its fucking neck and all the kids would see it. And you had to fight back those tears,
yeah.
Right? And then in the middle of that, you're eating the goose that you actually named. You knew it that well.
Yeah.
Your little brother starts coughing. A week later, he's got tuberculosis. He's gone. And they have to stick him out in the outhouse and disown him.
Yeah.
You know, and then they act like nothing happened because there was no therapy. Right? Somebody's getting polio.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to be hobbling around the house. And it was, so that's why they have like gallows humor. Is they were so close to fucking death. Everybody had a sibling that died. That's why they had like 11 kids. Because they knew... You know, like at least five were gonna die.
Yeah.
So they were just throwing DNA at Mother Nature.
Just trying to flood the game with fucking
with people.
Everyone on the ice, keep
everybody
going.
On... If you get the puck, shoot it. Put the puck on net. That's what they were doing. So I feel like that's why so many fairy tales, and because you're reading, be like, God damn, like we, you know, can't relate. Even with the coronavirus, we cannot relate to that level of and I forget about the fact that they would have like plagues.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean,
I can't believe how much of this you're buying. Oh yeah.
No.
I'm like, fuck, I got to make more lies.
I'm buying the fact that there was a world where you just had kids because everyone died and you killed the goose and there was no therapy and everyone was like fucking broken. Here's my question.
Yeah, you probably made your son go out and shoot it.
Yeah.
This will make a man out of you. Shoot it. But that's Ernie.
I mean, you think about this guy, Ed Gein. he was doing creative serial killer shit when he didn't see this on TV. He did it. It was him. It was who he was.
That's why so many serial killers today are so hacky and redundant.
Yeah.
It's because social media. If I see one more fucking serial killer, you know, I mean, I'm trying to think of what they do.
Think of like school shooters. Kids are doing school shooters as copycat.
Yeah.
As copycat crimes. Ed Gein.
The same way we used to imitate wrestling.
Yeah.
He's trying to hand you this.
That's all his, the stuff that he did first.
Listen to this. This IMDb page.
Stuff they found in his house.
Whole human bones and fragments. A water basket made of human skin.
Environmentalist.
I couldn't make a water basket with
plastic,
let alone human skin covering several chair seats. Skulls on his bedposts. Female skulls with some of the top sawed off. Bowls made from human skulls. A corset made from a human torso.
Wait a minute. He must have done the thing where you take the top of the skull off and you make one of those avocado bowls and then use the femur.
That's the next one. Avocado bowl made from human skin. They didn't have avocados back then.
You know that he must have at some point. When he was walking around his house, he must have, post jerking off, you know, that clarity you have. He must have had that after some kill. Just be sitting there as he's washing up in the sink. Just being like, oh, God, what the fuck am I doing? I got to stop this. I'm going to clean this house up. I got to get rid of this evidence. The cops are going to come.
A belt made from female human nipples. That's got to, I mean, I'm just judging by my nipples. That's got to be 40 nipples.
Why do I know so much about your nipples? I guess the same number. That was like at the carnival. Don't I win a stuffed animal?
A lampshade made from the skin of a human face.
Did it backlight the guy's face?
Yeah, like it would show up the guy's, he'd turn it on and be like,
no.
The last look the guy had on his face. This is insane. Masks made from the skin of female heads. This guy he had no internet.
He was the Tiger Woods of serial killers. Like, if you ever went over to Tiger Woods' house, he has all the fucking trophies. I mean, you just walked, all of those.
Yeah.
It's like that, going to Jordan's house. Except rather than NBA championship trophies, it's skulls and face skin.
Ed Gein was not only was the Silence of the Lambs based on him, so was Psycho.
Yeah,
Psycho was based on Ed Gein.
Oh yeah,
Psycho.
Just parts of his personality. He is like, you know, he's the Brando, he's the James Brown. You know those people who just take it so far in the beginning you can't surpass what they did creatively as far as killing people. And then doing shit with the bodies. I mean, but I would have to say other countries need to weigh in. And I'm talking to you, Eastern Europe, and where else? The ghoulish people. Eastern Russia. No, you never seen those?
Texas Chainsaw Massacre was based on him.
Yep.
Psycho was based on him.
Ed Gein.
This is insane.
Eddie!
What a fuck! But I'm still blown away at like no one. He hadn't seen this in popular culture, like he just was by himself. Like
came up with it on his own.
On his own was like, I wouldn't mind cutting her skin off her face and then me wearing it for a day, or like I'm gonna make her waist from her nipples down to her stomach. I'm gonna make a corset and then I'll wear that.
Like, you know, I would love
that's fucking insane.
Love to have a cover for my ironing board. And then we'd walk around town and he'd look for some tall, lanky guy with bitch hips and he would just take it off the back. Can you imagine how much he would laugh at this era when people say, you know, we're getting turned up compared to his?
Yeah, you want to talk about turned up? Try collecting nipples and then sewing them together. I mean, what a fucking, like, he was the Walt Disney of serial killers. Like, it's just a guy ahead of his time.
He really was. And Walt, another dark guy, because his mother died early on. That's why all those fucking asshole Disney things, they always got...
Bambi?
Bambi, all of them.
For real? Wait, what happened to Walt's mom?
She died. He lost his mom when she was really young.
So then
I never
why...
looked this up. I never. People just told me this.
hold on.
People just told me this.
The look on your eyes when you looked, you're like, I don't know if this is true.
I didn't think there was going to be follow-up questions. But I'm pretty sure.
I didn't know.
Andrew, you got a fact check for me.
You know, I think they died in the house that he bought them.
Who?
I thought his mother died when he was young.
No.
So he just
I thought she was shot by a hunter. And that's why he made Bambi, because his mom got shot by a hunter.
Was the guy Jewish, and that's why he doesn't like Jews?
Yeah.
We're trying to psychologically...
Wouldn't it be great to hear Walt Disney defend being anti-Semitic today? Like, just have him, like, have them bring his frozen body back. He's the guy that froze his body, right?
That's a myth, too.
Okay. Forget, they froze, pretend he froze his body, and they unfreeze him, and they put him on Nightline, and they're like, so you don't...
He's like the owner of the Dodgers, Ted Koppel. I just want to make sure you know what you're saying here. Did you ever see that one?
Campanis?
The Dodgers. When he was just going, like, black people lack... I can't say it because people cut this up and make me look like fucking Hitler.
He just
was like, it was like he came here from a fucking other, in a time machine. And Ted Koppel was just sitting there. What a head of hair. Ted Koppel. I mean,
Yeah.
The shit just swooped down.
Oh, I'd love to have that hair.
You still got a lot left. What are you talking about? I you look good, man. I sit next to you. I look like an old tomato. It should have been picked, but wasn't.
Wait. It would be cool to see Walt Disney come back and with no idea of cancel culture or anything and just be like, so wait, what are your views on Jews? And he's like, I hate them.
Can't trust them,
right? Right, guys? Right? Like looking around going, this is how we talked when I died.
Where my wasps at? Where my wasps? We're still running shit, right? Yeah. But you know, it just goes to show you how complex people are. Well, the fuck did he could have all of that fucking hatred in him, and then he can still make all those wonderful cartoons that made kids cry.
Yeah. What a weird... I was always impressed by the idea that a grown man would be like, I want you guys to invest money in, like, this Mickey Mouse, and then we'll have a big thing where kids walk through the thing. Like, it's such a childish way to view the world, but to try to get money... From guys that are like, back then they were men. They were, you know, like, they were a little stuffer. And like, oh, we'll make a Western. He's like, no. Like, you get in a boat and it takes you around the world and you see around the world. And just how hard that must have been to pitch.
A theme park might have been hard, but exploiting child labor I don't think was difficult back then.
The theme park part must have been hard to pitch.
Because the Little Rascals, I mean, they paid all of them once and then that was it.
Here's the myth. Did Bill Cosby buy the Little Rascals?
That's a myth.
Really?
From what I researched on the internet, which involved asking the question and clicking on the first answer and taking that as law. He did not do it.
I haven't seen it.
The Little Rascals?
Yeah.
How sad is it when Spanky gets old?
He got old?
Well, yeah, they still had him. He went from this cute little kid and he just became sort of this fat fuck.
I never really watched Little Rascals much. I was an Abbott and Costello
14
guy.
Or 15. Cosby didn't buy it.
He didn't?
Did not buy it.
Jesus. What other myths are there?
Generally speaking.
Yeah, I like these. I like these, like, debunking, like, Gerbil and Richard Gere's ass.
We're, like, doing the moron Joe Rogan podcast, where Joe actually does these fucking highbrow conspiracies. We're doing the exact opposite.
Half-researched concepts.
Was there or was there not? Did you ascertain that there was a gerbil in his edge?
Rod Stewart had a gallon of cum pumped out of his stomach.
Well, I mean, come on. You can't have a gallon of anything in your fucking stomach.
Yeah, you can.
Huh?
Yeah.
What have you done, you fucking weirdo?
I've had a gallon of water. I drank a gallon of water.
Oh, Jesus. That was hanging on that sentence. Yeah. You said I drank a gallon of jizz? Is this part of your Florida State frat initiation?
Yeah.
Gallon of jizz.
Those were like the ones that you heard when you were a kid. And you're like, oh, it had to be true. Alfonso Ribeiro broke his neck doing the Michael Jackson video. Remember that Coca-Cola where he did the head spin?
Oh, and they said he died?
And they said he broke his neck doing a head spin. So your parents were like, do not do head spins.
Oh, okay.
Those are all myths.
I never heard that one.
Oh, yeah. That was a big one. And that Michael Jackson Pepsi commercial
came out?
That
was not a big one. Oh, if it was a big one, I would have heard it. Big in your area. Big down here in Gainesville. On your fan boats.
Hey, you know what?
Hey.
Guess who came to see me do stand-up this weekend?
You seem excited. I'm going to guess. What, the dude from the fucking XFL?
The XFL came out.
Oh, you know what's funny? I fucking ran into that blonde-haired kid, sunburned.
Oh, yeah?
We went to an XFL game.
Yeah?
It was the XFL Wildcats versus the fucking Dallas Renegades.
Yeah, it was awesome.
We had a great time.
It was awesome. We have notes, though. I have notes.
We do have notes.
Yeah.
I have notes on other sports, too. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Do you want to start with other sports?
No, let's go with XFL. How would you sell this game? Ooh, that you just sold. That's how you sell TV shows.
Yeah.
You just go like this. I was like, wow, this is going to be some deep shit.
Number one, let's talk recruiting. We came up with this together. I think you should recruit out of the college conference that is in your area. For instance, if say you have a team playing out of Tampa, I would recruit from USF, Miami, Florida State, and Florida, and then and have all your players, the bulk of your players, your starters, spend your money for the big quarterback.
And that automatically gives that region of the country pride.
Yeah.
Like our college players that didn't quite make the NFL or the CFL are fucking, you know, this is how good they are. They could probably, and then 1 year, they could probably beat the Bears.
Yeah. And I'll tell you why. This is why. Because as we're flipping through the brochure, the thing, I saw a player on the Wildcats. From Florida State, Whitfield, wide receiver. And my instinct was, oh, I want to go get his jersey. That'd be a fun jersey to wear.
Right.
People are like, oh, are you a fan of his? I go, yeah, I went to Florida State. You know, that's where I went to school. So they should do that.
You got to wear the XFL one to the Florida State game.
Yeah.
Confuse people. And then when you do that, that's a big sports thing. Like, wow, man, this guy goes deep.
It would be, but it would make college, when they did the draft for the XFL and they went live, you'd want to hope to see that your college guys got on the local team so you spoke support the local team.
Yeah.
That was number one. That's my number one note. My second note is stop playing to win. We don't care if you win. Play to play.
They should have made it more exciting.
Yes.
Because it was this big thing that you could have two forward passes on a play, which you cannot do in the NFL. So, I mean, it's basically the halfback option. But I wanted to see it.
Yeah.
So I wanted them to design plays around the fact that you can throw the ball twice as long as you're behind the line of scrimmage, right?
Yeah.
I would even open it up that you could fucking do it past the line of scrimmage. But that's a different thing.
I would too.
All right.
I'd also allow helmet to helmet.
Within 15 yards of the line of scrimmage on the other side.
Yeah.
Enemy territory. You can throw it. And then the fun they could have designing plays. What I saw at that game, God damn it, Bert Kreischer, was I saw a bunch of coaches trying to get back into the NFL. It's not what I wanted to see as a fan.
The whole game, he was going, do the double pass.
Double pass. That's what we came here for.
Yeah. We want to see you play.
And then that one referee. Hey, red hat.
Yeah.
What
was the guy with the red hat?
I don't know why. He wouldn't answer me. Why is your hat red?
Yeah, I would play to play. Make the game as exciting as possible. Every
league that is fucking end up getting absorbed into the league that already existed did that. The AFL did that. Stop pointing at me, Bert Kreischer.
You're right.
The AFL did it. They had the fucking different looking ball. They fucking went to the air.
Yeah.
Right?
Isn't that the beginning of the West Coast offense?
The West Coast offense began with the Bengals when they had Bill Walsh.
Oh, really?
Because they had a quarterback. It was actually a great quarterback, and they designed it around his skill set. This is a very interesting story with the Bill Walsh. See, when you go like this, that means you want to talk about stuff.
Wait, tell me.
So he was under Paul Brown. Paul Brown got forced out by the fucking Cleveland Browns Paul Brown was the NFL. So then he started a franchise, the Cincinnati Bengals. And that's why their initial helmet looked sort of like the Browns, where it didn't say Bengals on enough. Didn't say anything at first. It was just sort of a burnt orange rather than that orange. And then they're like, that's two symbols similar. So he said, fuck it. So he put the Bengals thing on there. So one of the guys he had underneath him was Bill Walsh. Bill Walsh worshipped Paul Brown. And he fucking came up with this offense, and they won, and everything was great. And they had a quarterback who would have been one of the greats, but he fucked up his arm. I believe that. I read this story a while ago. So anyways, he came up with the West Coast offense when he was there. Okay? And when it came time that Paul Brown was stepping down, Bill Walsh thought he was the guy, and he passed over him. Devastated him. Not only did he pass over him, he said that he didn't think that he spread this thing around the NFL. So he, I guess so he couldn't get a job somewhere else because he knew he was good, maybe. I don't know. He said that he wasn't mentally didn't have the mental stability to be a head coach. Devastated Bill Walsh.
Really?
So he left. He went to Stanford, immediately made them a winner, and did so well that his next NFL job's with the 49ers. And that was when they had Steve DeBerg and O.J. Simpson and Jim Plunkett, I think. And then the next year in the draft, they picked in the top 10 or whatever, and then that's when they got Joe Montana. So 1981 comes along. San Francisco 49ers. Who are they playing in the Super Bowl? Cincinnati Bengals. Bengals. And they said to Bill Walsh, they go, does this game have any more special meaning because you're playing the Cincinnati Bengals? He goes, nope, it's just another game. I have respect for the Bengals, Paul Brown. He said what he had to say. And then the very first play of the game, he called a classic Paul Brown play that they never use in the NFL anymore. That was the first play of the game. That was his tip of a cap and his fuck you to Paul Brown, and then he went out and kicked their ass and got his first ring. What a story. Did I tell that perfectly?
You did.
I think I did.
I think that's going to be very clippable and just post it right in. West Coast offense defined by Bill Burr. That's perfect. All right, what other notes do you have for the XFL?
Yeah, that's what I would do. What you have to do is you cannot, if you're just going to play NFL football, it's not going to be as fast because it was noticeably slower. All right, and it's not going to be exciting. It's just going to look like, you know, it's like you went from the IROC Z, and now you got the Rally Sport with the fucking V6 engine. You still got the same shape of the car, but it's not going anywhere,
yeah.
Right? So what they have to do is they have to be doing batshit crazy stuff that does not happen in the NFL, and that will get guys on ESPN, all of those guys going, oh, something you don't see very often. They're going to fucking be talking about it in the highlights, okay?
And corporate sponsors. Here's what we do with corporate sponsors. You get big names like Pepsi, and you say to Pepsi, who's your best football player? We're going to put him in the game as quarterback until they can take him out. And then Pepsi throws in money. Today's quarterback for the starting of the game is brought to you by Pepsi. This is a CEO, John Witherspoon. That was a bad name. I could have should have picked something else.
What, you take a non-football player and put him in there?
And just watch
you can't
him get
do that.
Lit the fuck
no,
up.
No, because you still...
the fuck up. Just, he dropped back. It doesn't look like they're blocking this one. Thank
I would
you,
make
Pepsi.
That the halftime show.
Yeah.
You make the bottom six players on each team either block or try to kick the shit out of the guy. And it's a guy from the crowd. And if he can survive 4 minutes of XFL football, he gets a brand new Dodge
Charger.
Stratus.
He should have, they should put a backpack full of money on him and say, you can keep this backpack, put him in the 50-yard line, put players in each corner. And go, if you can keep that backpack on for 1 minute and 30 seconds, you get to keep that money. But if any of them can get it off you, it's theirs. And the guy.
I like that. I got to actually improve on that,
okay,
right?
Yeah.
You put it in there all loose, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Right? You put it in loose, and then he has to have it unzipped on top. And the only way, whatever money they can knock out, they get to keep. They get to split. And whatever money is left in the bag, this guy gets to keep. All right? You put extra pad. He signs a fucking waiver. This is just halftime shows here.
Yeah,
this is how much we've thought about this league and what it needs to do.
Oh, halftime shows. I'm pitching them a halftime show.
Is it going to be kind of like, remember when the Milwaukee Brewers back in the day would hit a home run and then they had that big titted chick slid down a slide into a keg of beer?
No, I don't remember that.
No? That was fucking great.
But that
great.
Is fucking awesome.
It is fucking awesome. There needs to be some of that back.
Yeah, they need to do. They need
a little sexism goes a long way.
A little bit of a hint to what it used to be like.
Yeah,
just like
a nod to the past.
Yeah,
you know? Yeah. Hipsters are fucking always growing mustaches and shit and putting wax in it. You know?
Yeah,
you don't see me getting offended by that. I don't understand why these feminists would be upset if some big-titted whore slides down a fucking water slide into a big keg of what's supposed to be beer while children watch.
That would be... They should do that literally just real quick. All right, this is halftime. And then a big slide comes out from the scoreboard into the center. And we go, all right, here we go. And then she just comes sliding from the scoreboard down to the center.
I love
fucking
it.
Fucking love it.
Plus, because I think feminism's out of control and needs to be taken down a peg. I'll give you a great example. I was fucking in the supermarket, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Completely emasculated, doing the food shopping, doing the cooking, washing the dishes. I don't know what happened in my life. So I'm fucking in the grocery store, okay? Yeah, yeah. A place when I was a kid, only broads went there. No. So I'm I forget what the fuck I was trying to find, but like right across from me was the fish department. So there's this lady there, this older lady, like, you know, I don't know, 50, 60, like fucking my age, right? And she fucking goes, she asks for a couple salmon fillets. And then she just looks back. She goes, is that a woman working back there? Oh, my God. Congratulations. All loud so everybody could hear. I've been coming here for 30 years. I've never seen a woman cutting up. Congratulations. Like she fucking won the presidency. I want to be like, lady, do you think any of those guys want to work back there? This is a shit fucking job. Why don't you go be a fucking garbage collector and hang off the... I don't understand why every fucking thing that they do has to be like... Is it the fucking... I mean, she didn't catch the fish. I'm so upset my voice is cracking. I just annoyed me. I wanted to be like, hey, honey, you know what? I'm the first guy that was getting this shit kicked out of his girlfriend, called the cops, and when they showed up, they actually arrested her.
Yeah.
Where's my medal? That never happened. But I just, well, you know, but I know it's happened.
It sure has.
It just annoyed me that, not that she said it, that she was trying to say it loud enough so everybody else
heard it.
And this is this fucking idiocy of the left right now. Is they think if they do that and then they do that loud, that makes you come on board. It doesn't.
No.
It just makes you feel like you're being lectured. Like, do you know like those fucking people who like talk really cute and loud to their kids?
Like, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
Why, no, Jeffrey, you can have more marshmallow. And they fucking look over at you. I'm supposed to be like, oh, the kid's so cute.
Yeah.
And you're such a great parent. Like, that's a bad example with the marshmallows. But they talk like super loud. And it makes you want something bad to happen to them.
Woman, and we were eating lunch at Georgetown at Clyde's. And
I remember when women weren't allowed in Georgetown. Continue.
And she said... She gave me my thing, and she goes, there you go, honey. And I went, hey, thank you. Like, it was kind of nice that she said that. I was like, hey, thanks for, like, two strangers for throwing out, like, a little bit of a love line
name.
To me.
Little
name. And then she came back, and I said, can I get another Diet Coke? She goes, anything you want, lover. And I went, God damn it. I'm into this. I was like, this makes me feel really good. And then I smacked her on the ass. I was like, hey, toots. And she... stab me.
No, I know what you mean, though.
But it was like, I was really touched that in the, it's almost like telling an off-color joke to someone at work that you don't know. It was like she was extending an olive branch, like, I'm gonna say stuff that we're not allowed to say, and I'm looking at you going.
But aren't women allowed to say that?
I don't think anyone's allowed to say that anymore.
I think women are. Specifically white women. I think they can kind of do whatever they want to do.
There's a black woman? Yeah, there's a black woman.
Well, there goes that theory.
Yeah. Well, I think definitely black women are definitely allowed to say that.
You know how many times that happens to me today? I just build the whole story, and it's just like, actually, this fact, and the whole thing falls to the ground.
Oh, I read a story, and then I'll go, wait, was that guy Mexican? And they're like, well, why would you say that? And I go, I don't know. You said that he didn't have allergies, and I assume no Mexican guys have allergies.
Why?
Because the amount of yard work they do, I'd assume.
Well, that's the first thing I thought when you with your theory.
Yeah.
Well, I was trying to think. I try to get inside your head, man, which is a scary place to be. I was like, why would Bert think that Mexicans don't have allergies?
Because you never see them out there with an asthma inhaler. Like, but any white guy, if he's doing the yard, has got a fucking asthma inhaler. Got a fucking Flonase.
Maybe.
Taking a Claritin.
Maybe their culture, it's too macho to admit that you have allergies.
No. I just think they're... I think they... They got rid of the tail. It's the next level. It's they've leveled up. I used to have a theory.
This you is have a tail? I don't understand that.
No, meaning like, you know, you don't need your tail. You're appendicitis. You don't need your appendicitis. So then some
people
just...
You don't need your appendix.
Oh, yeah, appendix. Fuck, this is... By the way, I'm glad I cut myself off before I told you my next theory.
No, I like this.
About autism. I feel like autism is leveling up. It's like autistic people don't like to interact with people. They're, you know, and that's where we're going is like, you're on your phone. Don't call me. I don't know. Why would you FaceTime
you
me?
Think it's from the, I think it's from the food.
Really?
Yeah.
I just think it's... I think it's not natural. What's it called when you don't need your appendix anymore? You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. I don't know what the word is for it.
It's like it's the quickening.
Obsolete.
The quickening. It's autism
you,
is the next level of what's
going to. Now?
Yeah, yeah. Evolved. What? It's evolution. It's evolution. Is that?
Don't that, fucking go. It's evolution. like you knew.
No. I'm just,
had a fucking phone a friend. I don't like the way you just said that. It's evolution. It's evolution.
It's evolution.
Like only thing you need, you just need to tag that with Jesus Christ.
By the way, I don't mean to discount the hardship you may have had raising an autistic kid. This is fucking spinning out of control. My point is, it's all started with.
I got a question for you.
Go,
did
please.
Romans actually eat grapes, or is this just what we saw in Hollywood? There was always some guy wearing this shit, whatever the fuck this is, which I think is backwards, isn't it? Isn't it supposed to go around?
Oh,
the
yeah,
other
it
way?
Goes this way.
It goes like this, right?
Yeah. Like Guy Fieri's
like
glasses.
The early silent films, right? Let me see that. The early silent films, they always had some powdered white dude, right? And he would fucking have this thing on. And then he would be sitting there just fucking eating the grapes.
Yeah.
And what I want to know, because the same way they said that Native Americans played a drum like.
Yeah, they didn't.
Did not.
Really?
According to my brother who went on our Native American tour in Arizona. He goes, Native Americans play a drum like this. They might play it like that, but in no certain, under no circumstances, but they play it like this. Dun, 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 dun. And everybody laughed because they knew what they were talking about. I think there's a lot of shit, as much as Hollywood likes to preach at us during their fucking awards ceremonies. I don't know. I think it looks better this way, right? There you go.
Yeah.
You don't want to see what's going on here, buddy. For as much as they're sitting there preaching at everybody, like they've created a lot of the fucking stereotypes.
Oh, 100%.
You know, I mean, you went that thing with the Mexicans and the landscapers, right? And I was right on board.
Yeah.
Because we both watched Chico and the Man. And he was Puerto Rican, but that doesn't matter to toxic white males.
Oh, God.
By the way, speaking of that, I don't want to say any names or anything, but there's a guy. We're not going to say the name because I don't know if it's allowed.
Do you know him?
You can't fucking promote anything anymore that you know something's being made?
What?
You know, fuck this whole conversation.
Wait, tell me what's
Forget
going
it.
On.
Forget it. No, I
tell
can't.
Me what it is.
I can't.
Tell
I'm nervous.
What it is.
I'm nervous. My hand's shaking.
Tell me what you're going to say.
I can't.
Why?
Because I don't want to fuck up his deal. Or is it her?
Oh.
Or is it a they?
It might be.
It might be.
I had a theory this weekend that I was
saying. Hey, are these Roman colors? Is that why USC took them? And that why they're the Trojans?
No, but these are colors that match common dyes of the time.
Oh.
Did you really do that much research?
A little bit common dyes of the time.
That's way more research than I would have done. Lucky Charms was that big.
That's just a nod to March.
No, that was because they probably took over Ireland next.
Yeah. Right? Did we just lose a light?
I think we did. We lost a light.
I haven't had Lucky Charms in forever. These are fucking good.
I can't eat them.
Why not?
Yeah, because I'm on a fucking diet.
You know, Bill, with home security, there's two ways you can go about protecting your home. Do you know what they are?
What are they?
Well, the traditional way. Where you wait weeks for a technician to do a messy installation that costs a small fortune.
Well, I don't like the sound of that.
Then you're going to like the other way, and that's SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe is everything you need in home security system. It's an award-winning protection.
Wait a minute. It's everything?
Everything. The two-time winner of the CNET Editor's Choice Award, SimpliSafe blankets your whole home in safety.
My whole home.
Yeah, you get comprehensive protection.
Is it expensive?
I haven't gotten there yet. You get comprehensive protection for your entire home. Outdoor cameras and doorbell alerts. They alert you to anyone approaching your home. Entry motion and glass break sensor guards inside.
That's incredible.
You barely notice it's there. What's truly remarkable?
Is it difficult to install?
You set up the system all by yourself.
Get out of here. I can do that? But wait a minute. What if I don't have any fucking skills?
Anyone can do it. It only takes 30 minutes to an hour tops. And there's absolutely no trade-offs for your safety. You'll have an army of highly trained security experts ready to dispatch police to your home at a moment's notice, 24/7. And guess how much it is?
It's got to be expensive with all of that. My whole home, and I can put it in by myself? The level of technology must be crazy.
$0.50 a day? It's up with no contracts.
What does that come out to? That's $15 a month.
Pretty much.
Depending on the month.
Yeah.
It's $15.50. During a leap year, it'd be $14.50.
Yeah.
Regular February would be $14.
That's why The Verge calls SimpliSafe the best home security system. Just go to simplisafe.com/Bill Burt today, and you'll get free shipping and a 60-day risk-free trial. You've got nothing to lose, so go now. And be sure you go to simplisafe.com/Bill Burt. That's simplisafe.com.
Well, I know where I'm going.
/Bill Burt. That's simply with an I. Simply safe.
All right. Oh, look who it is, everybody. Oh, Max.
Oh, Max.
Oh, Max. What did you do this time? You know, Burt, I'm going to go out on a limb here and saying living with chronic pain is the worst.
Oh, I have it in my back and neck and shoulder.
Well, I got a product for you. Many of our listeners probably have some type of pain that has prevented them from relaxing, sleeping, or stopped them from exercising.
Yeah.
Perhaps it's been going on for a few weeks now and hasn't improved with any of the treatments they've tried. Podcast host to provide experience of recent pain.
Ah.
Oh, every time I get up off the couch, my Achilles feel like they're going to snap and fucking go up like a shade underneath my ass there.
I sleep on the left side of my body. Oh, I just felt it right there.
Yeah.
And it's all in my neck. And then I grind my teeth. And so then all this ties up into a knot.
And what, your wife punches you in the neck to loosen it up?
No, actually, swear to God, we use this cryo-free CBD.
All right, let me tell you about it. Enter Omax Health. If you're if you're looking to get rid of nagging muscle and joint pain immediately while providing long-lasting recovery, I got to do eye contact here, then you need to try the natural breakthrough pain relief solution, Cryo-Freeze CBD Roll-On, developed by Omax Health.
This Roll-On is phenomenal. This is the one we use.
I love that shit. I put it on my shoulder.
Yeah, I put it on my back and shoulder.
That's
I'm going to put some on my neck right now.
Why do you always have to top me?
Sorry.
I say shoulder, back and shoulder. I get it. You're this big star here. The non-prescription triple-action pain relief Roll-On is specially formulated to block pain receptors, like a lot of them do, but this one reduces inflammation and can improve muscle and joint flexibility. Look at the look on his face. Look how comfortable he is as he puts that
on.
Feels
so good.
The best part is,
ooh,
this is 100%
great.
Natural CBD powered remedy. It's magic within 10 minutes of application, and relief lasts up to 8 hours, much longer than over the counter products. So I get one too. I want to use it while I read it. Omax is offering my listeners, you got one? Omax is offering our listeners 20% of a full bottle off a full bottle of cryo free.
They were going to give you the full bottle, but
you only get
20%.
20% off a full bottle of cryo-free CBD pain relief roll-on plus free shipping. The discount also applies towards any product site-wide. Just go to omax.com today and enter the code BILLBERT, B-I-L-L-B-E-R-T. That is omaxhealth.com and enter code BILLBERT to get 20% off cryo-freeze and site-wide. Now, that seems like the end of the fucking advertising, but for some reason, they just keep fucking going.
Guys, anyone can use this, from athletes to grandmas.
And go look for their product reviews. They got 95% five-star reviews, page after page of customers. People love this product. Anyone from athletes to Grandma Josie can benefit from this immediate pain relief. If you have pain that won't go away, then you qualify for Omax Cryo Freeze. Where can you get it? You can go to omax.health, Omax Health, omaxhealth.com, and enter the code BILLBERT to get 20% off Cryo Freeze site-wide. We both use it. Oh. We both stand by it. It's awesome.
And mine's already kicked in within 10 minutes of application.
It feels minty fresh.
Feels great. Are you really trying to lose weight?
Yeah, I'm trying to get back into... I was in great shape last year when I did a movie, and I'm not drinking. But then I quit smoking, and then I, you know...
Then that's where you start.
Then it's like, I need a rush, man. I need a rush.
What do you do for exercise?
Stress.
grind my teeth.
Grind my teeth. Well, my shoulder's been fucked up, so what I really do is I just try to eat healthy and... stop eating past a certain amount of, I just want to take this and fucking throw it. You know what I don't like about what I've done with my life is I feel like you get a certain amount of fun days in your life and I've used them all up. Unless you want to just check out in your late 50s or early 60s, which if you watch a lot of old movies the way I do, a lot of people died then, but they had a great time.
Yeah.
They were smoking unfiltered fucking Camels. They were having a steak if they could afford it. And they would just fucking afternoon, hey, you look a little, hey, how about I, pull out a little bottle of scotch here and we'll have a couple of belts.
I couldn't do that. I wouldn't be able to drink. Like when you look at like Don Draper on Mad Men, I couldn't drink in the morning the way they did. I would be a fucking mess.
Well, that was a TV show, so he didn't drink like
no,
that.
No, but men did but drink like that.
I got to, I think without any research that people definitely, it was boozing at work was way more acceptable. I love that one of them just fell down onto your neck and your shoulder. It's just, I should just. Anyway, I feel like there's always, I think back then, if you didn't have a drink until lunchtime, you didn't have a problem.
Yeah.
So if you woke up, I think if you woke up and your first thing, you woke up your wife to the sound of making like a fucking martini, I think that was when your wife back then would be like, what's going on with you? And then you took off the belt. How dare you question me, right? I think if you didn't drink until noon. I think if you didn't have a drink at noon, there was probably something considered like you weren't a man.
Have you ever had a drink at noon, like a drink?
Oh, didn't I tell you I used up all my fun days?
No, but did you ever go out, like in Hollywood, meeting at lunch and have a cocktail at lunch?
Bert, who are you talking to?
Did you really? I can't do that.
Oh, my God.
I have a hard time with that. Now, don't get me wrong. I can have a drink at the airport in the morning.
Oh, you can't. Okay.
Yeah, I love that. I love to have a couple drinks in the morning, get on the plane, pass out, sleep the whole flight, wake up, come home.
I mean, that's what it's about.
Yeah. Wait, what were you going to say? Your first TV show you sold?
First TV show I pitched was called Day Drinking.
Really?
No. It worked better if I said it when I was going to say it, but I'm trying not to interrupt it. It's something I do a lot.
Oh, that's okay.
There would be like, I would just carve out a day. And this is before me and my wife had a kid. We'd go, I just fucking go out and just get fucked up this afternoon. And my wife's so cool. She'd be like, yeah. And we would just go and there was this place, they either had burgers or wings. So you have bad food. We'd take a cab over. This is how long I've been with my wife. And then we would just fucking get fucked. But I always get more fucked up than she did. My wife's really good at like just getting a buzz and fucking. She goes, I like that. She goes, I'd like to just have like a buzz, enjoy it. And that goes away. And I have another buzz. Right? And she goes, I'm not like you. She's like, you like to get faded. And I was like, you mean fucked up, and I do. Like that's my problem. I'm not addictive. I just, if I'm going to fucking do something,
yeah, well,
I'm
there's no reason.
Do it.
I can never understand the people who chase a dragon like that, who would get a little buzz, let it go up, and then it go away, and then get a little buzz, let it go up, and go away. I'm someone that I'm very much on.
That's not chasing. Chasing the dragon is when you're an addict, isn't it?
No, chasing the dragon is smoking. It's a way of smoking heroin, but I call that chasing the dragon of like.
You just take expressions and then you just mean what they mean, them. Then the listener's supposed to fucking jump on board. I like that.
Yeah, you like it? But like, I like to get a buzz. And then get that buzz and then pass out.
That entails keeping going.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, but
yeah,
like
if you were a race car driver.
I can't have a beer at lunch. I'll never have a beer at lunch. Like if everyone's getting beers and they want a beer, I'll go, no. Is everyone going to have four? And they're like, no, we're just going to have one. I go, I'll have Diet Coke.
Yeah, because if I just have one, I'm going to go to sleep.
Yeah. What the fuck's the point of one beer? Now I just kind of feel off center. Like that doesn't make sense to me.
I agree with that.
I could never be one of those guys in the 40s and 50s that would go out to lunch and go, yeah, let me get a martini and then go back to work. I'd be like, nah, let's.
Do you know what I did the other day was I actually had a cigar. I had one. Because I just decided like, because I was putting on fucking weight, which is probably worse than, it's not as worse as smoking 20 cigars a month, let's be honest. But I was kind of like, all right, I can't take all of this shit away. I have to learn how to control myself.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, what if once every 2-3 months, if there's a special occasion, I just have a cigar. All right. So.
Or if it's a beautiful sunset.
Or if I just feel I deserve it.
Yeah, there we go. There we go.
There's I'll times- never forget. That was my favorite thing ever, where you just fucking said that you have little bowls of fun stuff to eat around your house. It's fucking yeah. hilarious to me. That's such like
oh,
an.
There's one right here. I've been enjoying
like,
this.
It's like such an old school thing. My grandmother did that. I thought it was the coolest fucking thing ever. I'd come over to her house and she had little like peanuts and candy and just little and these really like decorative little bowls. And then she'd break out the cards like crazy, just start dealing and fucking kick our ass.
Yeah.
And could just sort of nibble as we were like, ah, like eating all this shit. She was like Jackie
toffees.
Gleason in The Hustler, where he's like, all right, let's play some pool. Remember that?
Yeah.
And Paul Newman's all fucked up. Yeah. She could hold herself together. So anyway, so Verzi was in town, and he wanted to go to a Laker game. He wanted to see their latest batch of free agents that they just fucking bought. So the NBA's the worst. They've sold their soul to the super team. So I'm looking at all these guys. Oh, look at that Pelican. Look at that fucking Cavalier. Look at that fucking Houston Rocket, right? All wearing those colors now, right? So, you know, they're playing the 76ers, and, like, they have two best players, Joel Embiid, and the other dude didn't show up. You know, because my theory, they're off. They're fucked out. They came to L.A. They were there the night before.
Yeah.
You know, whoever their favorite show is, they call the starlet, and she comes over and bangs them all night. Because they're all these celebrities out here, they're all Laker fans. So the celebrity women out here take one for the team as they go out and they fuck the best player. That's what they do. And it's a very old school thing.
Okay.
You know what's true?
Okay, I agree. I'm on board.
Whispered, so you know it's true.
Yeah.
So, no, you haven't noticed that? Like when the fucking Bruins come here, right? If they're playing back-to-back Ducks, Kings, they're going to shit the bed the next day when they play the Kings. They're going to get their fucking asses kicked because they're all fucked out. And they try to keep the teams down in Hermosa Beach so they you know, they're away from the whores. But whores have cars. This is a car city. They fucking drive down there and they fuck these guys and they keep them up all night long. And then the next day, they're like a fucking scratch or they don't fucking show up.
Yeah. That's a brilliant fucking theory.
Yeah, they're fucked out.
So wait, so go back to the cigar. So
anyway, so it was just like, you know, it's like there was nobody on the Sixers, even though they were playing. So then the Lakers are just like, well, this isn't any fun. So then they weren't playing.
Yeah.
And then finally they what's his face? Anthony Davis just decided that he was going to end the game at the first half. He just fucking went all. He scored like 12 points in a row. Monster dunks. I mean, for today's game, monster dunks. Back in the day, you had
it's
to go.
It's amazing how fast
you had,
they are.
You had to go into the trees back in the day, man. You had to go into the fucking. You don't have to do that now. Nobody's allowed to stand in the paint. Everybody fucking clears out. And then if you're the only guy in the paint, you're like, I don't want to be on Instagram. And they just run out of there. They run out of there.
I don't want to be on Instagram.
Yeah, and then some...
Get a dick to the face.
Yeah. Yeah, and then they fucking, then they put some fucking, the fucking rap music and shit underneath. Oh, look at this fucking Monster Jam. On who? And they'll be like, he dunked on this guy. He's getting out of the way.
Yeah.
So this is what the fuck I'm watching. This is the product that the NBA's giving me.
But basketball, okay.
I like where you're pointing. You're pointing up now.
Yep,
you're not pointing at me.
Out of all the sports, when you watch them live, up front, up close, which is the quickest sport?
Hockey?
It's got to be hockey, right?
Yeah.
Hockey's pretty fucking fast-paced. But still, NBA, we went to a Knicks game, sat up close, and it was, you're amazed at how quick those, James
Listen,
Harden,
if you put
James
white
Harden
guys,
is.
If you put white guys on skates, they can be as fast as black guys in sneakers.
That is the most, that's a t-shirt. If I've ever seen a fucking t-shirt, white guys on skates are almost as fast as black guys in sneakers.
It's amazing that they haven't taken over hockey yet.
I know, right?
I'm still waiting because it's like, what are they going to do to take this thing to the next level? What are they going to show that is possible? I mean, how many sports do they have to do it with before you just got, you got to give it up before they even get there.
Yeah.
It's like France when Germany showed up. All right, forget it. All right, we get it. You know, is that a liquid cooled machine gun? All right. Hey, it's Paris. Jesus Christ. You guys are operating on a whole other level.
Go back to the cigar.
Oh, so
a liquid cooled machine.
That's what they had back in World War II.
Yeah.
If you killed a German guy, right? Which back then I had Kerwin Arch Krupp guy, see? Yeah, right? The greatest generation. We're all fucking racist, right? So they So they'd fucking kill him, and then it's just like, you're not gonna keep your fucking, you know, on the American machine gun where someone's gonna stand in the front and crank it to start it up, right? They had, like, you know, just imagine a Porsche was a gun. I mean, that's what they had.
Yeah.
These fucking guys, they were making jets. You know, there's a lot of stuff out there about the bad things that they were doing. But as far as, like, nerds, those people that, like, you know, they were sort of the original Steve Jobs coming out with the turtleneck and the New Balance. Going, once now we have audio tape, yeah! So anyways, I'm at the Lakers game.
Yeah.
And so we had these VIP things, right? So they fucking bring us down, right? Because nobody fucking showed up, right? Diane Cannon, none of them are fucking showing up. Joel Embiid the night before, right? She did her part. The Lakers are going to win.
Yeah.
She can take a night off, right? No disrespect. So they're like, all right, let's take this douchebag from fucking Comedy Central. So they took me down in there. And then the woman who took us in the back, it was this little closed off area with some sandwiches or whatever. And they said, you know, there's a cigar bar here in the Staples Center. I was like, get the fuck out of here. And, you know, and I see Verzi looking at me. You know the deal.
Yeah.
Somebody used to fucking carouse with, cleans up his act. You're happy for him, but there's a sadness. And I already wasn't drinking, so I was just like, all right.
Was Verzi drinking?
I was smoking cigar. Well, I mean, not the way we drink.
Yeah.
He was drinking responsibly. So we went in there to smoke a cigar. I just picked a smaller one, and I had it. And, you know, what was hilarious was this crazy Russian dude in there, right? This little guy who was fucking drunk or whatever, just being Russian and fucking being fun to be around, you know?
Yeah.
It's like your machine story. They're fucking fun people,
yeah.
Right? So he's being all loud and all of this shit. But he was like a comedian where he would, like, just argue the other side. And I just think I was in the cigar mindset where I was just fucking chilling. And I was talking, it was this great Laker fan, a rarity, who knew the history,
yeah.
Who would ride it out during the dark times and knew the history. So I was talking to him. And I was saying, you know, of course we go back to the 80s, how great those fucking Celtics and Lakers battles were.
God.
They were fucking insane, right? So I was saying, you know, I got to admit, man, I'm just not a fan of the Staples Center. Like, not only how far away the fans are, but how quickly, 20 rows up, how far back you are. And then those brownstones of fucking luxury box suites. And then all the real fans way the fuck up there. Like, I mean, I couldn't hit a fucking golf ball, I don't think. Well, I could do that, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
How far away they are.
Field and
I was saying, I like the Forum better, man. The Forum, there was like no upper deck. You just fucking, and it was so loud. And they were on top of the game.
But you could only seat, like, what, 20,000?
Well, the Staples Center doesn't hold more than that.
For real?
Yeah. But, well, all of that space is used up for fucking luxurious horseshit. So I was saying this, and I was going, I just think the Forum was better. I miss venues like that. It was a better venue. And then the Russian guy goes, he's like, you know, I would argue that. And I was like, and I don't know what happened. I just went, you know what? I agree with you. Before he even got his argument out. I agree with you. And then he still presented his argument. And I just was just like, I go, that's amazing. I never looked at it that way. Thank you for giving me that information. I can't believe I was walking around without it, right? So the Laker fan is fucking laughing because he knows what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And this happened like six more fucking times. And I just kept agreeing with this guy. I didn't get into the dumb argument.
Yeah.
Nothing. And that's my new shit.
Oh, I
my new shit. I'm hardwired to argue. So I'm trying to do that.
So you just
Somebody beeped at me the other day and I just went, I know, you're right.
Yeah.
Dude, if somebody pulls up next to you, what the fuck are you fucking doing? I know. You're right. What was I thinking? What do you say to that? They're like, all right, well, try to do better.
I wonder if you did that, if you could apply that across the board, where you
go, how much happier my life would be?
How much happier you'd be?
How many more people would like you? Incredible.
If you were trying to merge onto the 134 from the 101, and you just gave some space, so people...
I always do that.
I get so upset when people scoot drive all the way up to the front line on the 405, getting onto the 405 off the 101, and they go all the way, like they're going to Sacramento, and they're like, fuck it, LAX. And you're like...
This is what I say. I always go, nice move. I've done that.
I've never done it.
Yeah.
I won't do it. I refuse to do it.
What, are you, a fucking preacher?
No.
That's
makes
like what
me
a
nervous.
Preacher does. I don't
It makes
do
me
that.
Nervous.
Oh, all right. Well, I don't let people in every time, like I said. Most of the times I do, and the reason why I do it is not for them, it's for me. It keeps me in a calm
going over Laurel Canyon,
mindset.
Going over Laurel Canyon on the top of Mulholland, you can...
Now you're pointing like this. It started with this, then you improved it to this. Now you're getting back to your bad habits.
There's two lanes. One is must turn right, and one is straight. And if you go at like 10 o'clock, this straight line is all the way down, and you see people hauling ass all the way up to the front, and then they just try to get over at the last minute. Oh, that fucking drives me nuts. I am the kind of person who gets in the very back and just waits it and goes, this is what traffic is.
I don't.
This is why I left early.
I don't. I take a shot.
Do you really?
Oh, your heart starts racing. Are they going to let me in? Is there going to be a gap? I should have taken that gap. I'm going for another. I'm getting greedy. Am I getting too greedy?
Keep going. There'll be a gap. There'll be a gap up there.
Am I going to fuck up the underside of my car driving up over this curb under the grass?
You're like Leanne. Leanne just does that. Goes all the way to the front. I go, what are you doing? She goes, it's fine. There's always an opening. Parking, do you?
There is.
Do you go to park closest to where you're? Do you look for a close spot or do you just go?
I just take whatever's
there. I take whatever's fucking there. Sometimes I'll even park a little furthest away.
Low self-esteem. That's what that is.
For real?
Oh my God, I can't believe you like me. I will date you for 3 years before I actually get in touch with my emotions. That's what I did a long fucking time.
Really?
Fucking idiot. Yeah, until I finally was just like, what am I looking for? And then I met my wife.
So.
But a lot of my life is the first thing that comes to you. If you want to pay top dollar for a car.
This is insane.
Have me negotiate you for a car.
Really?
I just don't care. I just go in. I don't have the energy.
Yeah.
Okay. He's happy. He made a bunch of money off of me. I'll go do an extra gig. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I didn't negotiate at all for this truck we bought. Yeah. I said, how much is it? And he told me, and I went, that's awesome. I'll have my business manager call you. And he was like, huh?
Dude, you know what I do that with? I do that with cops. When they pull me over.
100%.
I go, total honesty.
100, yep.
Do you know why I pulled you over? I think I've told this story in this. He goes, you know why I pulled you over? I go, yep. And he goes, why? I go, because I made an illegal U-turn. He goes, yes. And why did you do that? I go, because I'm impatient. I didn't want to wait in that line in the post office. I thought if I just spun around here. He goes, you know you could hurt somebody? I was like, yeah. He goes, then why did you do that? That's when I said, I go, because I'm impatient and I'm trying to work on that. And he goes, you know I can give you a tick for that. And I said, well, I would appreciate it if you wouldn't. And he goes, well, I'm not because I'm busy. And I said, you're awesome. And then he laughed. And he walked away. And these are the experiences white men have with police officers. I just realized, like halfway through that nobody of color has a story like that.
Nobody, dude. I pulled in.
I wasn't doing anything.
I pulled in.
He came up to my car.
I pulled into Burbank to pick up my parents. We were driving. I want to say to like Palm Springs. So the car was packed. Pulled in, and I pulled into the bottom parking garage into a handicapped spot. And I was just waiting. And a cop came up.
But it's a white guy in the chair. So I think
yeah. The cop came up very angry. And he said, do you have any idea? Why would you park here? And I said, oh, I'm just waiting. So I'm just waiting for my parents are coming out. And my parents now are there. And my dad is there. My dad's a lawyer. And he goes, do you know how much that ticket is? I should write you a ticket. And I said, then by all means, please do. And he went, excuse me?
That's a little flippant.
I go, no, I didn't realize I was breaking the law, but I did. And if I get a ticket of it, that's because I fucked up. So I apologize. I can say I'm sorry and I'm moving right now. But if you need to write me a ticket, you can write me a ticket. I'll understand that. And he went, what are you trying to say? And I went, I'm saying I fucked up. And if you have to write me a ticket for parking in a handicapped spot. And he goes, do you have any idea how much that ticket is? I go, I'm guessing a lot. And he goes, $700. And I went, okay. And he was like, you're willing to pay $700. And I was like, well, no, I'm not willing to, but if you're going to write me a ticket, I don't think there's getting out of it. I did what you said I did. I'm here. And he went, and he looked at my dad, and my dad's like, I don't know what's going on. And then he goes, just move your car. And I went, okay, I will.
Yeah. Do you know what it is? A lot of them, they don't want to do the paperwork.
I don't, yeah.
They don't want to do the paperwork. So you can actually, you know.
That's my whole theory with divorce with my wife. She doesn't want to do the paperwork, so she stays with me. It's a lot of paperwork.
It doesn't always work. Because I've been honest with people, and then I got even more of a ticket.
Wait,
I was told, because he was, you know, I pulled you over? Yeah, because I was speeding. You know how fast you were going? I was like, yeah, like 82. He goes, that's right. And he goes, is this your current address on your license? And I was like, no, I need to change it. How long you lived at your new address? I said, like a year. And he goes, I got to write you up for that, too. I was like, all right. I was like, came back and got two tickets. I'm like a gambler. I think I'm down. I want to say I'm up, but I think I'm probably down.
But how many tickets do you think
you've
gotten?
Don't listen to this advice.
How many tickets do you think you've gotten in your life?
I don't know. I don't know if I can tell these stories, but there have been times.
Oh, I know one of them. I know one of them.
There have been times when.
We lost the sponsor from it.
There was a person of authority who did not have a vehicle or was on a compromised vehicle, and I knew that they wanted me to pull over, and I didn't.
Are you serious?
I kept going. Oh, that's a rush, dude. You know what the best ones are to keep going is.
I can't do this.
I can outrun this horse.
No,
I can outrun this horse. It's too soon.
Oh, it just happened?
Well, now I just outed myself that it happened.
Just tell it.
Okay. I was in some unnamed city. All right, I'll tell you the first one.
Okay.
So I was going to the airport. I thought I had plenty of time to drop the rental car off, right? And then I ran into some fucking traffic. So now I'm stressed, right? I'm fucking cutting people, and I go, okay, at least the fucking rental car thing. Or I need to get gas to fill up the car. I don't know what the fuck it was. And the way it was, you know, this was like years and years ago. So the way the map was working, it looked like it was on my side of the airport. And it turned out it was all the way on the other side of the airport, and then I had to sit in traffic to come back in. So I was fucking pissed. I think it was dropping off the rental car, because if it was gas, I'd just say fucking eat the car. So I started driving way too fast through the terminal area. Mm-hmm. Flying, like I'm talking like 45 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And there's people with wheelies running out of the way, but I feel I've been wronged by this technology.
Yeah.
So fuck these people and everybody who loves them, right? I'm taking their lives in my hand because I feel I've been wronged, right? So I'm fucking driving like a maniac, and all of a sudden, I just see this cop steps off the curb. What the fuck did he do? He just sort of fucking just, you know, he's got the whole outfit on.
Mike.
Oh, shit. So he's got the whole fucking outfit on, and he just kind of does like, he just walked out and he pointed at me and then did one of these. So, and in that fucking instance, I came up with a plan. I was immediately, my brain was like, we're not stopping. So I was like, all right, that's the play. It's like quarterback called the play. On two, ready, break. We're not stopping. So I'm like, all right, what do I do? And I just immediately came out. Don't speed up. Don't slow down. Don't look at him. If I slow down, it's going to indicate that I saw him. If I speed up, it does. If I stay at the same fucking speed, and I was sitting there like that, and I start seeing him, he's waving his, that guy doing this. And I was like, and he's walking to intercept the car. And it got right up, and I just, wow, and I went right by him. And then when I looked in the rearview mirror, I didn't even go like that. I just looked like that. And I see, dude, the look on his face. He couldn't believe it. He had the outfit. He told me to pull over. And I saw him. He does this. This fucking thing. And I was like, ah, fuck, here they come. But I couldn't stop thinking of his face. And I started laughing, dude. And I was scared because I knew his friends were coming.
Yeah.
And it became like, next person who laughs gets detention. I was in that heightened sense. Yeah. So I am crying laughing by myself. I can't stop thinking of his face. And I was screaming, get your shit together, dying.
Yeah.
So I made it to the fucking gas station, and I get out of the car, and I am laughing so hard, the guy on the other side of the pump, like, peeked over looking at me. Dude, I was like, I was crying to the point it looked like a family member died or something.
Oh.
And at one point, I just gave up. I was like, there's no way I'm going to be able to get my shit together. There's no way I'm not going to have a shit-eating grin. I'm going to jail. Or whatever, whatever the fuck happens when you do this shit. And the weirdest fucking thing happened was nobody came. And then I got in the car. He was bullshitting.
He did the fake call.
He was so surprised.
Fuck, I can't believe. God damn it, I wish I'd charge this thing this morning. Fuck.
He was so surprised that I did it. He wasn't ready. The next guy who did it, I'm sure he got. But he wasn't ready. So by the time... You know, it was earlier in the morning, my license plate, and I fucking flew by this guy. So then I get back in the car, and I'm like kind of a little relieved because they didn't show up. And then I was like, ah, fuck. I was driving back to the airport. I was like, I got to go by this guy again. How do I pretend to not see this guy again? So, and I'm laughing again. And I'm trying to find Howard Stern as somebody on the fucking radio. That's how long ago it was when he was still on terrestrial radio. Like trying to fucking, so I would have something funny to be laughing at. And fortunately, as I came right where I was going to see him, there was the turn to fucking, so then I got the car and I'm fucking, oh fuck, he's out there. and I'm down here, and I'm going through the fucking thing, and I'm waiting for TSA to stop me, and then I got on the plane, and I was, like, totally freaking, because I don't do shit like this. I don't know why. I just, somewhere in my older age, I just got that, I'm not fucking stopping for you.
Yeah.
So I ended up getting on the plane, and I waited, like, you know, 4 or 5 months, because there was the license plate, it wasn't my car, and nothing happened. All right?
God.
So then, this other time.
This happens twice? Just keep going.
I don't like people on bicycles that don't share the road and then tell me to share the road. Don't ride out in the middle of the fucking road unless there's a reason you're making a left, which I get.
Yeah.
But you just start pedaling down the fucking road like you're in the middle of a park and there's 20 people behind you that allotted enough time to get where they're going by car. Don't be a cunt.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
get over, and we'll yeah. make sure we don't hit you. That's sharing the road.
Yeah.
Getting out in the middle of the road and fucking slowing everybody down is you're an asshole.
Yeah.
So I'm late, so I'm already in a mood, and I'm a cunt. So
yeah.
Just setting the table. So I'm driving. You know, and they're tearing up every fucking road in this fucking city, right? And I got to go do the morning radio, whatever. I'm adding detail so it doesn't sound like it's here. And... I fucking get to this green light and I'm psyched because now I know that there's this clear stretch before I have to get back into the teeth of the bullshit. And what happens? These two fucking assholes come out on bicycles and ride right in the middle of the road. One of them's doing little fucking S's and just acting like they're in their fucking driveway or live on a dead end street.
Yeah.
So I did not even entertain slowing down. The other side of the road was clear, and I go, look at these fucking jerk-offs. So I just, and I actually drove a little faster when I went around them, right?
Yeah.
And then I looked, and I was like, oh, fuck, are those security guards? They're kind of dressed the same. And then I realized, and then I was like, wait, were those cops? Because I think I saw a gun or something. And then when I went by them, I see them both get out of the seat and start riding at me. And I'm like, oh, fuck. So now I'm driving, right? And they're on bikes this time.
And they're out of the saddle.
Out of the saddle. And I'm fucking driving. I'm like, oh, fuck. And then there was like a cement truck, you know, fucking, I was like, ah, fuck. So there's a detour. So I make a fucking left. And once again, I slowly increased. I used my turn signal. But when I turned the turn, I fucking, you know, I got a few feet on them, right? So
yeah.
They wouldn't get my plate. And then I see them tearing around. You know, the bike's doing that fucking thing as they're riding.
Yeah.
And I go around the corner. I go, please be green. Please be green. Please be green. And it was fucking yellow. As I came around the corner, I fucking, wow. And they fucking went right through the fucking light. Went right through the fucking light.
Oh, that's fucking great.
Yeah. Stupid. Oh. It's a stupid thing to do, but it's fucking fun.
I don't drive enough. I had one time I was going through, I was traveling with a comedian.
If they were in a cruiser, I would have pulled over.
Yeah. I was traveling with a comedian and we were flying to Vegas and I was opening for him and he was like, hey man, I want weed when we're there. Will you carry it? And I was like, will you carry it? And he goes, I can't. I'm famous. If I get caught pop with a weed, it's going to be a big thing. If you get pop with a weed, no one's going to know about it. It won't be a big
deal. Except the cops and the court system.
Right, right, right. So I'm like...
Unfamous people go to jail every day.
So I'm like, okay. So we're in my car, and I have like a quarter ounce of weed. And I'm like, we're flying Southwest. And I'm like, all right, I'll just put it in my like underwear, put it in my pants, and then like keep it here.
The headliner made you do this.
Yeah, and so wow. Then I shut the door, I locked my car, and at the last minute I go, fuck this, I'm not doing this. I don't want to go to jail. So I take the weed and I throw it in the car. I then go through security with him. He goes through security first. I go, and they pop me. They go over to the side. And I went, okay. And now I know I have nothing on me, but he thinks I have something on me. So the guy goes, are you carrying anything illegal? Anything? We're going to do a full body search? And I went, this is before 9/11. And I go, no. And I look at the other guy, and the other guy's got panic in his face. And I start laughing hysterically. and he's like, and the guy stands up. He goes, what's so funny? I said, I was going to bring marijuana through. And if I had, you would have found it. But I didn't at the last minute. And I looked at this guy. I go, I didn't bring the marijuana. And he goes, you didn't? I said, no, no, no. It's in the car. And the guy goes, where's your car? And I go, I'm not telling you. And he goes,
yeah, you're not a cop.
Yeah, he goes, I can have you arrested right now for saying you have marijuana. And I was
no,
like,
you can't.
No, you can't. And then I go, check me. If I don't have anything, you got to let me go. And he was like, fine, and just leave. And I was, it was the greatest feeling. I couldn't, it was that nervous laughter. You're like, I don't have anything. I don't have anything.
It's, that's, yeah.
I flew marijuana into fucking Bali on accident.
Dude, that's like ganja queen. Like, you're gone.
Punishable by death. I flew marijuana into Bali. I had had it in my cigars. I had a couple joints, and I just threw my cigars in my bag. I get down there. I'm like, hey, babe, check this out. I got like a joint. And she fucking lost her shit. She was like, I didn't know it was punishable by death. She goes, it's punishable by death. You could have gotten our entire family killed.
So what did you do? No, they wouldn't kill your whole family. They'd kill you.
Just kill me. I would have just gone to jail.
But they make them watch.
Yeah, they'd probably.
They make your family watch. Wait, so did you just bury the joint?
Yeah, in my lungs.
You smoked it?
Yeah, there was no one around. It was a little...
What was that high like?
It was fun. It was beautiful. We're in the middle of the jungle.
Scary.
Middle of the jungle, no one's around.
Oh, dude, there's always somebody around.
Fucking great.
There's always somebody around.
Just listen to the jungle, just talk to you. It's out of this world.
No, those were people watching you. That was a code.
Hey, you think you would have gotten panic? It's like, it's so funny when you don't know you have drugs on you. I flew back from one of these places, wherever I just was, DC. I flew from DC to LA with marijuana in my bag, and I didn't know I had it. It was just my bag had been in the tour bus, and there had been this little like case of weed, these pre-rolled joints, and I'd gone to do Desus and Miro, and so I'd put.
I love those guys.
I love those.
That's a fun show.
I love those guys.
Fun show.
You're fun as shit. Did you do them when you were promoting Paper Tiger?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet they love you.
I mean, it went well.
You know,
we never hung up. Well, that's it for this episode of the Bill
Burt
Podcast. That was good.
Yeah.
Hope you guys enjoyed it. None of these stories we told were true.
Yeah, please. Julius, I want to go back to Bali.